Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle, with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
Adams here. Welcome to the Rise of the Young podcast. Today, episode 33, we have a man, Adam Wenig. And today we're going to be talking about his story, what he does, how he's been able to accomplish all the success he has. But a little bit more about Adam. He's 24 and he helps people create and grow digital cash flow businesses. And pretty much he has a company called Buzzflow Software, and he's been featured in multiple different magazines, including Entrepreneur, Forbes, Huffington Post. And he's been able to travel all around the world speaking at different events with known speakers such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, and especially Bob Proctor. So that being said, Adam, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, man. Let's rock and roll.
For sure. So, I mean, regarding the first question I like to ask my guests is, number one, like, where are you from, as well as how did your entrepreneur journey start for the people listening?
So I'm from a city outside of San Francisco called Danville, California. And my entrepreneur journey was kind of forced on me rather than me deciding to it. Basically, I was an athlete like you kind of my whole childhood career. That's what I put all my time into, was playing sports. And so senior year, when sports went away and I was going to go off to college, I was sitting around this summer and I had nothing to do. And so my dad, he told me that, Adam, you either got to get a job or you got to start a business. And I was like, I was 18 at this time. And I was thinking, well, how could I possibly start a business? And so I did what probably most people do, is I decided to go out there and get a job. And so I went on down to this local grocery store that was opening up. It was called Sprouts. It was some like farmed organic. I don't know what it was exactly, but I put on my best clothes. I didn't have really any nice clothes at the time. So I put on some jeans and this like polo shirt that was a lot bigger on me than it should have been. And so I went down to the job fair, and I remember, I signed up for like, you know, hey, what position would you want to be in? I said, I don't care. I'll pick any position. I just need a job. And long story short, I ended up going to like the second stage of the interview, where I went into this little room and there's two guys that sat down next to me, and they started interviewing me for this position to be a bag boy, right? The most basic job you could ever get. And I didn't get the job. I was denied to get the job to become a bag boy. And so I was like, screw that. I got to do something else. And so my dad handed me this book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which I'm sure you've obviously read, Casey. A lot of your viewers probably read. If you haven't, read it. But he handed me this book and it taught me the differences in thinking. Instead of thinking like an employee, to start thinking like an entrepreneur. And so it was that summer, I was sitting down on the couch with my best friend, Chris Gailey, and we came up with this idea to start a car detailing business. So it was just this random idea. I was like, well, let's just try it. And that day I went on Amazon, or I don't know what the website was back then, but I went on the website. I ordered like $150 worth of car detailing, the soaps and the clay bar and the waxes. And that was our first business. We started detailing basically cars in our neighborhood, and it grew to a point where I had a couple of the kids in the neighborhood that I had hired that I'd pay them $10 for,
yeah,
in the car, and I'd make 100. And so that was like my very, very first taste of entrepreneurship.
Cool, cool. That's a rad story, man. So regarding, I know now that you have the Global Dream Builders that you teach people regarding digital marketing in a sense, but when it comes to the digital side of all the stuff you do now, when it comes to like, whether it be building sales funnels or just conversions online, how did you get involved with the digital side of all the businesses that you have now?
So previously, before I ever was into internet marketing or knew anything about online marketing, I was actually in network marketing. I was a part of this company called Vima, where we're selling healthy energy drinks.
Yep.
And so I did that for several years. And it was an awesome experience. Got to meet a bunch of cool people. Long story short is the business went really, really well. I became super successful through that business, was making a ton of money at a young age. But what happened was pretty much overnight, the company had closed its doors. And so my income basically got shut off. And so I went through this place for about like 6 months where I just wasn't sure what my next move was. And I guess I was in this transition period. It kind of sucked because I didn't have a source of income. I had bought my own home and my own car, and I was living on my own for the first time. I'd move out to Florida from California, and I was stuck and I didn't know what to do. And the big epiphany that I had was unlike in network marketing, where I would have to go and do presentations. And that's, you know, I had done thousands and thousands of presentations in front of people live, like in living rooms or, you know, at hotel meetings or, you know, little stages and whatnot. The big epiphany I had was that, well, shoot, I could, you know, I've already gotten the skill of how to sell. So if I could take my sales skills and I could put it into like a webinar, or into a video sales letter, then I could have this seen by people all over the world. And I could really leverage the power of the internet to do something once and to have it be seen all over the place. So it was actually a guy that I was living with by the name of Mike Stanzik that really helped me out at this time. He had begun running Facebook ads for people that have webinar offers in Russell Brunson's inner circle. He started doing really well. And so it was actually him that inspired me to get into the internet and digital marketing space.
Okay. Okay. That's awesome. Cause I know that I met you through my buddy, Mike Metzger, in a sense, but regarding Global Dream Builders, for the people that don't know more about what you do in general, kind of just explain to them what's like your core business. I know that Global Dream Builders is a big thing. So just kind of break down what you actually do and help people in the process of what your business helps people with.
Yeah. Well, so we essentially help people create what I call digital cash flow businesses, and they're online businesses that are relatively cheap to get started, that are great for people that are in full-time jobs. And it's great for people that want to grow a business, and they're good for growing a business up until about $1 million a year. And then after that, you want to, you know, venture off into do something else. And so that's what Global Dream Builders is all about. I've taken what I've learned from, you know, years of practice and study and learning from really some of the best in the world. A lot of it I contribute to a mentor of mine named Russell Brunson, who's the founder of ClickFunnels. I think you know him.
Yep.
A lot of stuff that I learned from him. And so essentially, yeah, we help people start digital cash flow businesses as well as grow them. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if this is allowed, but if you're curious, this is a little product that we've created. It's called Digital Cash Flow Secrets. And if you go to digitalcashflowsecrets.com, we'll actually ship one out to you for free. It's a little USB drive that kind of explains how that all works. So
yeah, everyone listen, make sure to go check that out. There'll also be a link in the description. But this is something I also, when it comes to just people that I interview, just when you think about the word success, who comes up to your mind whenever you hear that word?
I think of Tony Robbins.
Okay. Why?
Because this guy, like, I'd say outside of my father, he's the guy that's probably had the biggest influence on me. And like when I first started, you know, thinking about success and getting into, you know, business and whatnot, he's the guy that I really followed. And still to this day, like the guy that I really admire and look up to the most. And he's the guy that's, I would say, has helped me create the most success for me.
Okay.
For sure.
That's dope. That's dope. So regarding, I know that whenever I'm on this podcast with people, I always like to talk about the individual as well as give practical steps or skill sets for people to take from it. So when it comes to number one, what you do in general for whether it be someone like a young entrepreneur listening that may be lost and not know what to do, as well as people that have digital agencies, what would you give to the people that are number one, just starting off when it comes to a young entrepreneur that may be lost or not knowing what to do in a sense?
Yeah. I get that question a lot, and that's part of the reason why we created that Digital Cash Flow Secrets program, is because in it I talk about the three businesses that I think are the easiest for people to start. Yep. If they're looking to get into like the online business world. And the three routes that I recommend people going is either affiliate marketing, and we talk about how to do that, like doing more high ticket affiliate marketing ideally. Because it's fast, you don't have to create a product, you don't have to deal with customer service, you just have to get traffic to it, right? Yep. The other business we talk about is generating leads for local businesses, like you were mentioning, like an agency.
Yep.
So there's obviously a huge opportunity to do that. It's simple fulfillment. It's easy to create a full-time income with just a couple clients. So we teach people how to do that, advertising for business on Google and Facebook. And also our new software, BuzzFollow, which we can talk about later. But there's a huge opportunity for some of these businesses that don't have high ticket or don't have big margins to be able to use the software and to be able to generate leads for their business and their local market. And then the third thing is selling information. And that's been what I've done for a while now, is been in the information and coaching business for a while now. So those are the three businesses that I think are hot, that are relatively easy to get going with.
For sure. Yeah. That's definitely some practical stuff. So regarding, I know that I also list regarding my guests, whoever I have on here, when it comes to you as an individual, do you have any like habits or things that you do in particular that you kind of contribute, whether it be just daily momentum to get things done, or any habits that have just allowed you to move forward into your success path?
Totally. One of the best things that I ever learned from my dad, and my dad comes from an untraditional lineage of entrepreneurs. He actually comes from farmers, which farmers are like I didn't really realize this, but they're actually intense entrepreneurs. If you think about it, like they have like zillions of cattle and pigs, and they have all this stuff to organize and to manage, and they have to sell and they have to market it and they have to like harvest it. And like, it's pretty interesting. So my dad grew up on a farm. He's owned a construction company for like 30 years. And probably one of the best like productivity tips that I ever learned from him was to always, before you go to bed, to write out what you need to accomplish. Like, what are the top 5 to 6 things that you need to accomplish the next day? And so that way, when you wake up in the morning, you have direction. And I know for a fact, if I don't have the stuff that I need to get accomplished planned out on a piece of paper, then I'm not getting shit done. I'm waking up, I'm doing kind of wandering, I'm looking at my phone, I'm very reactionary, which is another thing that I think is really huge, is for people to, it's like our cell phones, right? They're so like powerful that they can really like control us, right? And a lot of people, they'll get on their phone and they'll just start scrolling and they'll just start going, and they get lost in this trap for, you know, hours. And I notice sometimes I even get still stuck in that trap, versus, you know, that's a place where you're very reactionary. You're like responding to this. This phone is telling you what notification to respond to versus like you telling it what to do, which is a total different mindset. And so just for example, like every day, like I have my little, you know, journal, and I write out everything that I need to accomplish every day. And if I don't do that, I'm not productive. So I think that's like probably my basic, like the simplest thing that I recommend pretty much, I think everybody needs to do. I don't think it's like an option. Sure. So
that's even something I do. And I recommend people as well. Just like, I like staying put, whether it be at night, I'll write down what I need to get done tomorrow, or even like the first thing when I wake up on the weekends, just like kind of flowing through my thoughts about just what I already know I have to do, but things like how I want to do it in order. But that's just something when it comes to me, I always like testing different strategies. And I just feel like for me, when it comes to productivity, just testing different things that work for you, so that at the end of the year, at the end of the month, you kind of see what's the best thing for you as an individual, you know? But regarding, I know that you talked about BuzzFollow, and I'd love to kind of get more information about that from you regarding the things that you're working on. So I'd love for you to kind of go ahead, talk to people about that, man.
Yeah. So BuzzFollow is a software that we created and we actually just launched very recently. You can check it out at buzzfollow.com. You can actually get a free trial. There's no commitment, so there's no risk to you. Just go try it out for free. Essentially, what it does is it works like Facebook advertising, but for your Instagram account. So if you're somebody that is an affiliate marketer, network marketer, selling information, or you're looking to get into business, then BuzzFollow is really awesome because essentially what it does is it helps you grow your following on automation. And the cool part about it is, unlike some of the other softwares that are out there that are kind of cheap and spammy and whatnot, and will bring you tons of followers from India or Bangladesh or whatever, you know, not that those people are bad or anything, but it's like those people are not going to buy your stuff more likely than not.
Yeah.
Cool part about it is it'll allow you to target people just like how you can target people when you're running a Facebook ad down to a specific location. Yeah, so it's super, super cool. And essentially, you know, one of the things that I think could be helpful for your viewers that are not, that don't yet have a business, that are kind of trying to figure out what to do. One of the big things that we're going to be promoting here shortly that we've already started to do is there's a huge opportunity of business owners that have businesses that need to attract more customers into their business, but they can't do it with traditional style advertising because they don't have the margins.
Yeah.
For example, like this guy who's saying his Herbalife business, this is fantastic for that. Anybody that's in network marketing, but also businesses like restaurants, businesses like juice shops or yoga studios or even CrossFit gyms or these sort of businesses where it's a little bit lower ticket. Essentially, what you can do is you can plug in the client's Instagram account into there. You can target local people. So just say in Delray Beach and start engaging with these people. Okay. And the whole key is just to make a good offer. Like, hey, like, hey, so that you're in Delray and that you followed us, as a thank you for following us. Hey, we want you to come in for a free CrossFit trial. And also we got this cryo sauna that you can try out for free. Right.
Okay.
So that's just one example. Restaurants, same thing. You know, they don't really have big margins. Most restaurants have, you know, 10% margin or so. And so it's hard for them to advertise on Facebook, but with a service like this, very simple, where you can make an offer like, hey, this Friday, da da da, come in and we're going to buy you your first drink or whatever. Or we've got this special cocktail. And that's in the cool part about it is you can charge a business owner $500 a month. Really simply, you can bring them a lot of customers inside the local market, and it's very simple fulfillment. So
that's cool. That's cool. No, that seems super dope. I'll definitely have to check that out as well for my clients and my personal brand for sure. But regarding, because I know, like, when it comes to that entire Instagram platform, or for me, like, growing my personal brand has been huge for just networking opportunities, different business opportunities. But when it comes to you as like a pivoting point in your business, I know that you talked about, like, when you first didn't get that job, that you had to go out and discover and find something new. But when it comes to like the internal business that you, or the businesses that you have, what's been the most like pivoting point from you, from like you're just doing it to like you're really doing it as like growing the credibility and actually expanding? What's been like the pivoting point for scaling for you?
I'd say the biggest aha moment I had was when I like understood the power of direct response marketing and how to consistently turn $1 in advertising into $2 in profit. And once I understood that concept and was able to try it and was able to actually like make that happen, where for every dollar spent I made a profit, like my whole business changed. We're able to go from making just a little bit of money to like over $100,000 a month,
yeah.
Like very quickly, because it's, you know, it's at that point it becomes relatively scientific.
Yep.
So that was the biggest thing. And I think that anybody that's watching this, that they want to get into business, especially with the internet and like, you know, some of the software that's available and how simple it's become.
Yeah.
I'd say that's like the number one skill that like is like a for sure way to get wealthy. Not like, you know, investing in a crypto where it's very speculative, but if you can really hone in that skill of being able to turn $1 in advertising to $2 in profit.
Yep.
You're always going to be able to make a lot of money. So
definitely. No, that's super cool. Yeah. So I mean, regarding this interview, I have one more question for you. And when it comes to just the guidance that you've had, or let's say a book in general, what's like two books that you'd recommend to the audience? If there's something that they can just take away from this interview to go and do today, that this, that has just impacted you. It doesn't have to be about a certain topic, but just stuff that you'd recommend to people listening.
I would say this is probably some of the best advice that I ever got, was for a lot of people that are out there that are trying to get rich, and become successful. There's obviously a lot of different ways that you can make money, and there's tons and tons of opportunity. But I think some of the best advice that I ever got was to take myself more seriously and to really understand that I am my greatest investment ever. And whoever's listening to this, you are your greatest investment ever. And I know, Casey, you for a fact, I know you invest into yourself constantly.
Sure.
You understand that. That's all you got, man. Like, your business may not be around, this investment may not always be around, but you're always around. And so One thing that I always do, and I encourage other people to do, is to constantly invest into yourself. And I'm not talking about just free stuff. Sure, you can go out and you can, you know, listen to this podcast or listen to Gary Vee's YouTube channel or da 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 da. But actually, like, spending money and investing into yourself, because when it hurts a little bit, like, oh, I gotta leave, you know, some of my treasures gotta leave me and go to somebody else, then you actually take the shit more seriously. You know, you don't just like listen to it and you know, that sounds good and maybe I'll do something about it. But when you actually invest, and you, the saying is, people that don't pay, they don't pay attention. So when you pay, you're gonna pay attention more, and you're gonna take action on the information, because all the information is out there, but
you
just don't take it seriously because it's, you know, it's free. So
that was fire. I never heard that before. Like, the people that pay, or the people that don't pay attention. I think that's a good way to end it off, because I feel like a lot of people, especially like with all the content that's out there, like, you can learn a lot from free stuff, or whether it be investing in a mastermind or a course or whatever it may be. But I think that just the entire investment in yourself, like, for me, the last year and a half, like, that's been the driving force to building, scaling my company, or just networking in general, is just the investment into me. Because like you said about it, like, you're always with yourself. You can always build, but businesses fail, things rise, you have success. But it's like, at the end of the day, you have yourself to invest in 100% of the time, you know? So that being said, Adam, I appreciate you coming on, man. I definitely want the people to know where they can find out more about you, as well as hit you up. So what's the best place they can reach? What's the best place they can reach you?
My website is adamdwinnig.com. You can follow me on social media at Adam Winnig. I got everything, the YouTube, the Facebook.
For sure. Website. Yeah, and then for everyone listening, they'll all be in the description if you just want to go check that out. So make sure to follow Adam. He's killing it. And if you have any questions for me regarding how, if you can't find him for any reason, just hit me up on Instagram at KeseyAdams1. I'll make sure you get his info. But yeah, Adam, that being said, man, I really appreciate you coming on. I want the people to know that they're listening. The concept of this entire podcast, I think, revolves around the fact that invest into yourself. I think that's the biggest takeaway I've gotten from this, man. So I appreciate that, man. And for everyone listening, make sure to subscribe to the Rise of the Young podcast. We have a podcast a day coming out. So make sure you stay tuned. And that being said, I will see you on the next episode.
Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.